Hi there. Happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with my two beautiful co-hosts, Sue Field-Salamonte and Jessica Marie Tatro, and we also have Jessica's spirit guide and son in the on the other side, Jaden, with us. So welcome. We're finally back. We've been sort of, summer's really taken up our time and we've missed a few Fridays, but we're really glad to be back. And I think we're going to sort of try and make it as much as we can on Fridays as autumn approaches. So it won't be so hot in a little while, you guys. Sue and Jessica, welcome. How are you guys doing? How's your weekend days and all that stuff been? How's the
doing
journey?
Doing pretty good. Just trying to stay cool in this horrible heat.
Haven't melted yet,
I'm right with you, Sue. Boy. Just, and there's no air in the back room in the house that I'm in, so it's just... but it's the quietest.
Holy.
The quietest.
You guys.
No, well. I haven't melted enough. I still have about 50 pounds to go.
Well... Enjoy. But I think we are getting some cooler air coming through everywhere. I guess our southern friends have another hurricane to contend with.
Those poor people.
Gosh.
Poor people.
You look at like Florida, and it's not much more than like a sand spit, really. I mean, it's very exposed to the elements and...
Yeah,
it almost takes some bravery to live there. You know, you have to be able to deal with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I couldn't do it. I thought today that storm is coming up through the Gulf. They've already started evacuating some people in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to hit the same path that, oh, now I forgot which one it was that came through the Gulf. 16 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. Yeah.
16 years ago. Was it Katrina that came through there?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I can't remember now which one it was, but it looks to hit on about the same day in about the same path as that one did.
Wow. Wow. That's oh, dear. Well, stay safe, everyone in that area. Jeez. And, you know, don't try to brave it out. If you have to evacuate.
If you got to go.
Yeah, I think we're losing enough people to the virus and the gun violence and all that stuff. Everyone's like going bonkers, which I guess leads us to one of our subjects that we've been looking at. Boundaries. We always come back to this, and with very good reason. People are really, like, our brothers and sisters, a lot of them are going bonkers a little bit. Mental health problems are, like, up just so much. And I know that, like, there are... I've been attacked, not attacked, but I've had people shout at me from fear, you know, just like strangers and stuff, like for no good reason at all. Not often, but, you know, people are.
Yeah.
How have you guys been dealing? Like, I'm seeing where the boundaries are starting to be pushed back or disrespected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been a lot of boundary testing out there. People who think that because we're on the radio, they know us and we are their personal friends and can call any time of day or night and not through the public phone system or the regular phone system, just people overstepping bounds in so many many areas. Mm-hmm. It's like going into a store and you don't even have your bubble of private space. People are trying to get right up on you. And just we all have what in the world is going on?
Yeah. Jessica, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I agree. It seems like there's just been a lot of lack of boundaries, just, you know, in the last, you know, year or two, you know. It's just, it's a great topic because it's just, it's kind of all over. And, you know, like you said, Lynn, I've been yelled at for just, you know, different things or whatever, too. And it's just, it's really difficult. Yeah. I was looking at it before we came on, and I was thinking, and I had found this really neat thing or quote here. It's actually a paragraph about boundaries, and I wanted to share it. It says, boundaries, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental limits we establish to protect ourselves from being manipulated, used, abused, or violated by others. It's what allows us to separate who we are, what we think and feel, from the thoughts and feelings that others may impose upon us.
Good one.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, boundaries are just, you know, and there's such a large array of, you know, boundaries, you know, and I just really thought that was neat to share.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, yeah, I'm one of those people that if I have to set a boundary and put somebody on the other side of that line, a lot of times I feel guilty.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Right.
But if you step back and look, they're crossing the boundaries and they're not considering our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do what's right for us. And another big thing, too, is if you are ever in the situation where a lot of people are pulling away from you, step back and see what boundaries you're crossing that are making people uncomfortable.
There you go. And I'm not going to name any names or anything like that, Sue, but I know that you've had a recent experience with someone who I think works in this business but sort of attached on to you and a couple of other people that do the light work. And I know, I was watching your messages. You tried so hard to be nice.
I did.
And not to hurt, but carry on. Like, I mean, it was very uncomfortable. Go ahead. And
It is. It really is. I try to be nice to everybody until they give me a reason not to be.
Yep.
And that's self-preservation. I have to protect myself. And I tried so hard to be nice, to be a type of a mentor, to be a guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it just steamrolled. And it bit me in the hiney. And I had to block it. I can't do it anymore. I can't. I got to the point where not only was I annoyed, I was getting fearful.
Oh,
and
that's sort of a line, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Right. Yeah. Fearful,
that's too,
in that I know, like, as a U.S. citizen, too, I know you are a responsible gun owner. And
yes, I am.
One thing, yeah, I subscribe to a, it's not like a maniac group or anything like that, but people who teach you how to be prepared in case of emergencies. It's I think I sent you a link for it, Sue. Like, they teach you how to homestead and prepare for lack and all like that. And one article that they posted was about if you own a gun for, you know, home protection and whatnot, you have to actually think about, are you prepared and how would you handle it if you actually had to use it? Because it's one thing to have it, and it's another thing to, you know, and like, as I'm a Canadian and I don't have guns, but I do respect people that are responsible owners, and I understand why, especially a woman would want to have a weapon of protection, right? Anyway, I'm going to let you guys take it from there. And, you know,
I was raised, my father was a hunter, So we were all raised from the time we were very, very young to respect weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned at a young age how to shoot a gun. I learned how to shoot a bow and arrow. And we were always told from the very beginning, you never pick up a weapon as a threat. You pick it up as a last resort, and you have to be ready to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I try to live my life. I do not. I mean, the last thing in the world I want to do is hurt somebody.
Exactly.
But
yeah. I was raised very similar, though, Sue. You know, my mom and dad were both hunters. But all the family were hunters. And I was always taught, you know, like the rifle and the bow and the pistol, you know, and
mm-hmm.
fishing, hunting, you know, stuff like that. So, just you learn a respect for it, I think.
Right. And it was just, mm-hmm. it's horrible that somebody could push your boundaries to that extent.
Right.
But it can happen. It absolutely can happen. And, so this article, I found it very intelligent because they said, you know, like, think about it and think about what, because you need to be, it's like first aid. You got to be prepared. But how do you know, here's a question for you, both of you. How do you know when to close the door? Like how far do we allow people to push us before we say, wait, that's it. You're out of here. And, you know, as you say, you block somebody because they wouldn't back off and leave you alone. When
right.
How do you know? Like, do you go to the point of insanity where you're like, or do you, you know, it's a hard line to establish.
It is a very, very hard line. For me, sometimes it's a little bit of all of it. If you push me to the line where I am fearful, I'm done with you. If you push me to the line where I am so angry I cry,
ooh,
I'm done with you. Or if you push me for the same thing over and over and over. I used to have several individuals. I would get daily messages through private messenger asking for free services or this or that or what. It just got to be so intrusive that I had to. At times it's very, very difficult to close the door, and at other times it's very easy. It depends on every situation. And I do not wish any harm or ill will on anybody I've closed the door on. I wish them all love, light, happiness, and good health and prosperity. I just want them to have it away from me.
How about you, Jessica? When is enough enough for you?
let's see. I think when... like, I have a boundary about being around violence or seeing it, hearing it, you know what I mean? People arguing or shouting or fighting. I have a huge boundary with that. Yeah, I have all the way.
Yeah. You can tell, like, you know, you can feel it completely through your physical body. Everything's clenched. You're like, and yeah, it's a good indication too, like crying, or I know I get the feeling like, you know, run away, looking for a way to hide, you know, from these individuals, you know. And it's the funny thing is, it's the people who need, the ones who need the most love are often the ones who are hardest to love, and they don't seem to have a grasp on the other, the sensibilities of the other. It's more like there's coming, and I'm pretty sure people that push too hard like that are coming from a place of fear. Because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, yeah, you wouldn't be a dink like that if you had a choice, right? I mean, you know, if you're driving mm-hmm. somebody up the wall or demanding too much or, you know, a lot of, as Sue was saying, like a lot of the light workers, the people who do readings for people, all like that, you can get people asking for, you know, one thing that drives me bonkers is being asked to predict the future. Because for the simple, you know, I mean, oh, man, I wish I had that power. I really do. I'd get the turban and everything, you know, but get the outfit, you know, but yeah, but the future has not happened yet. It's fluid. Time is and fluid and free will affects so much, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And so. Yeah, and I do feel, and I bet you guys do too, I feel so put on the spot when somebody says, what's going to happen? You know, what is the outcome? Like, we can't tell you. And it's not
right.
We're really bad at our work or anything. It is just, you know, it is to be announced, TBA. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We're not making up the announcements. But,
right. This, you know, yeah. This is another one, Sue, that or Sue and Lynn, that I find myself really having, you know, boundaries with, you know, especially being an empathic person, or just like you, the both of you. But the ability to have compassion without taking on the feelings of others.
Oh,
yeah.
That's something that's actually a good one, because a lot of people who would be listening to the show or phoning into it are very often empaths, and the world is a little harder. Yeah, it's a little bit of a rougher ride for empaths. Yeah, simply because they're open like grapes and they feel every little emotional bump and along the way. So one of the biggest boundaries is to realize in your beautiful open heart that you can't rescue everyone. We all tend to be such rescuers because we can't stand the feeling of suffering, but we cannot rescue. We can support, we can help, we can you know be there for people and hold space. But sometimes the hardest thing is to say, "I will help you help yourself," but I can't do it for you. Lead a horse to water. And I've been found too that. There's when do you, like when you're working with people and they honestly do feel lost and fearful in the world and they're looking for someone to turn on a light for them, but there are people that they're so stuck in the, and they're repeating the same thing over and over again, wondering why the same thing keeps happening. You know, and Einstein is over there on the other side pointing and laughing and saying, "I told you so." But you know, it really is. It's so hard because you really do. If you could go boink boink and just rescue people, I'd do it all the time. We'd all be out there waving our wands and, you know, throwing fairy dust around.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard, gritty work usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's funny because those people that are constantly coming for help in the same situation.
Yes.
This is just an example. Say a friend of yours comes and they constantly have a new boyfriend that they meet in the bar. Every guy they meet in the bar. They don't understand why they get cheated on, why this guy's a drunk, why he's abusive. Why? Wake up and smell the flipping coffee. You know, and you try to be supportive, encouraging, and you know, give them advice and everything. And then sometimes it just comes to the point where you got to give them a baseball bat upside the head to get the point through.
A little bit, yeah. But again, repeating the lesson will be repeated until it's learned.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We found that out firsthand, each of us individually, right? But you can't really tell someone that, you know. It's like try to change the way you're thinking or change the behavior or change your choice. You know, maybe meet someone in a library, you know, or a zoo or someplace where it isn't. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. All I know is it's an inside job for for each individual person to know when they can't take anymore, know when enough, it's enough.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, and once you recognize it, that in yourself, you actually owe yourself the setting of those boundaries, because it really, what you're doing is, you know, it'll translate into physical illness if you don't take care of it in the energetic body. Absolutely. Anything you guys would like to add? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Jessica, go ahead.
Limits are a big, big, big thing, you know, especially if you are a caretaker or a caregiver of, you know, your elderly parents or, you know, a child with special needs. So if there's any out there, I mean, one thing I would say, I mean, I was a caregiver to my son for 10 years, hands-on, like, at all times. Hands were on deck. Limits, though, absolutely. And I know, sometimes it's hard, too, because, you know, we don't always want, like, tons of people in and out of the house, like therapists and this and this and that. But sometimes, so that we can get a break, we have to really, you know, it's always good to consider, you know, where your limits are, your boundaries are with how much you can take. And it's so huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gotta know that.
Know thyself. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good point. And that, so that again, is it leads us to the very basics of meditation, which is to get to know, to know your true self, to really waken to the being of light, the soul self that we are, each and every one of us. Wow. You know, I think we could probably do like a whole series on boundaries, but our call board is starting to fill up, and we just like to say hi to Kay Oates in the chat room. Hi, Kay. Lovely to see you. Those roses are for you, honey. So what do you guys think? Are you ready to take our first caller who's been waiting very patiently?
Let's do it.
Let's get her. All righty. Let's see where we go. 612, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Constance.
Oh, I should have recognized your phone number. I'm like, both Sue and I were looking at it going, that looks familiar. Okay. Your audio is a little bit rough, Constance. It's hard to understand. Can you, are you in a, where are you with your phone? Have you got a good signal?
Here, I'm going to put the volume up a little bit.
Okay, that's better.
Much better.
Now we can
much
hear you.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, honey. How
I
are you?
I've had a week of diagnostics because I contracted COVID-19 a year ago. And so, it damaged me very badly in many, many areas of my body. And I used to be a ballerina, and now I'm in a wheelchair because the neurological damage is so severe. I have a neuromuscular doctor from Greece who is wonderful, and he actually reads, which is so rare. I mean, I can't tell you. The medical people just don't read, you know, documents. And then I waited, you know, more than 6 months to see the surgeon. You know, he saved my life last July 3rd. And then I haven't seen him since. And I saw him Wednesday. And he said that he wanted to talk to one of my doctors at the U, University of Minnesota. So I gave him the phone number of the my doctor from Greece, because he has done extensive, you know, just reading about my case and you know, knows more about me than I know about myself. So, quite frankly, he said, well, he would get in touch with this doctor. I gave him his phone number, my surgeon, and then he said, well, I'll be back with you in a couple of days. And then I find out that they did speak on the 25th, which was the day of my consult after a year. And I'm supposed to be having surgery to take down, you know, what was happened to me last year, which is an ostomy and a, oh, it's just miserable. So, anyways, my new life will be very different, and there's lots of things going on, but I don't understand why a doctor would say to you, well, I'll talk to you in a couple of days, and then my doctor from Greece was the one that told me all the details. You know, I don't understand. And then I called the surgeon's office today, and this was odd. He said, well, he's not here until next Thursday, and he's ordered all these blood tests for you. And I said, what? Well, then how are you going to tell me about it if I hadn't called? You know, and so, you know, it's people not communicating properly. And I'm very patient. I waited until, you know, 2 days, you know, because I kind of expected to have an answer the day of my consult, since it's been a year. And I think that everything is pending right now, but I know that you can't tell the future. I did hear you all saying we can't tell the future, but the lack of communication bothers me. And the pending surgery. I mean, I waited for this surgery for a whole year. I mean, it's been 13, 14 months now since I was, infected with COVID, and now the D variant is raging in the USA. You know, it's really, really, I had the A variant and now we're on D. So, you know, it's growing. I don't even know how to ask the question. Lynn knows me better than anybody, but, the lack of communication from the surgeon, I don't understand that. You know, when someone says, I'll talk to you in a couple of days, I believe them, you know, and then they've gone fishing or whatever until next Thursday. And I don't have an answer. I went in there to schedule surgery after 13 months because I can't stand this thing. I can't live like this. This is not me. This is not, you know, anything that I wanted. I was, you know, it happened. Okay, so you know, my poor doctor from Greece had talked to him, and, you know, they discussed it. They just think that I'm not going to be strong enough to withstand the physical therapy afterwards. And I said, you're dealing with a dancer. You know, I danced for 41 years. You know, we have a different kind of strength and abilities than John Q. Public. And so I think you're underestimating my ability to, you know, sustain a program like that post-op. So I don't know. I don't know when... I don't even know what the question is. I'm
okay.
Just about.
Well,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure being on the topic of boundaries, Constance, like I can feel in every fiber of my being that you have hit a boundary where you're saying, and I understand you just can't go on like this. Well, Jessica has, remember, you've been invited to Jessica's group, Jessica and Jaden's group, Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. So check your Facebook group. Please join, because what I was thinking is there's so many people in that group who have children with special needs or loved ones in general with special needs. And they're often asked, I don't know where you find the strength to get through this. And the answer is, we don't have a choice. We do not have a choice. And I see that so many times with people who are dealing with extraordinary circumstances. It's really hard to sort of give a definitive kind of reading on this situation, Constance. As you know, I'm sure you heard me say, we can't really predict the future. But I did pull a card for you. Jessica's also doing cards. I don't think Sue's got her deck with her, but... we'll see what comes in for Sue. But I've pulled the High Priestess card. Now, that one is, I'll just read what it's about here. So it's a card of stillness and passivity. And I'm sure that's the last thing you want to hear is sit still some more and be passive. Excuse me. But it isn't... it says things around you are not what they appear to be right now. Okay, so there's things that are going on under the surface, so to speak. Okay, the card suggests it's time to retreat and reflect on the situation and trust your inner instincts to guide you through it, which I know that doesn't help when you're in a situation where you just feel you cannot go on any longer. But you do have... around you a very strong spirit team. They are ancestral, but they're also there. They're not people who were related to you in this lifetime or in a lifetime, but are coming through as guides for you. They're coming as a wall of strength is how I see it. And your dad, your granddad, now your dad is Fritz, your granddad is Carl, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got them right. Okay. Your brothers in spirit are Anton and Freddie.
Right.
And as they stand around you, and I mean stand as in they are present around you, they say north, south, east, and west. They show the points of the compass. I take that to feel that you are, whether you can feel it or not, you are surrounded. You are protected. And you will, believe it or not, honey bunny, you are going to get through this. Time is going so slowly right now, but once everything starts to click, I see a waterfall. So I see like just sort of it's coming up to it. And when it does start to click, it happens very fast, very fast. Mm-hmm. So I would say, as Betty Davis said in the movie, put on your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be worth it, and it's going to be fast. So stay aware, stay present, and also use the time. Like, I know you sleep a lot because of the COVID long haul symptom. Use that time and know that you are present in the astral. You are doing other work. You are connecting with all of these energies in spirit. And it's like you are useful and functional. As much as you feel like you're just sitting day in and day out, it is finite. It will come to an end. And I am actually being told that you will walk again. Sue and Jessica, can I turn this over to you guys and see what comes in?
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, Constance. This is Sue.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi, honey. I feel like right now everything that you're going through and the lack of communication is just like we were talking about earlier, it's boundaries. It's time for you to take a more direct and forceful participation in your health care. You have to communicate stronger with the doctors what you're expecting and what your capabilities are, because they're looking at statistics. They're not looking at individuals. And that's just how doctors are the majority of the time. It's nothing against any doctor. That's just how they are. So you have to be more forceful and more direct, and you have to stand up and say, listen, I can do this. This is what I'm expecting, and this is what I need your help with. You have to be number one in your healthcare regimen. And if there's something that doesn't feel right, you have to bring it up to them. The more direct and more forceful you are, and the more you communicate with them, the more they're going to be able to help you.
Yeah.
And I know it's a very, very difficult time, but like you said, being trained as a dancer, you have a very strong body. Yes, it was beat down from this illness, but you were strong once. You can be strong again. And you have to find a way to get that message across to your doctors so they're willing to work with you. Because we're not just statistics. It's not a piece of paper. We are individuals. And each of us heals and grows differently. So just be more outspoken with the doctors. Be more direct. Take notes if you have to so you can remember what you want to talk about when you see them. And if you have to call the office every day to get an answer, call the office every day. If this is your life, this is your health. So you have to stand up, honey.
Well, my Greek doctor gave me his private phone number, which is incredible. And then I did call the surgeon's office. This morning, I was told, well, you called at 8:37. And I said, well, I guess I did. And I said, now it's 4 o'clock or 4 whatever it was. And they closed at 4:30. And it's Friday. And I have no answer since Wednesday. And they said, well, he's ordered a bunch of blood tests. I said, well, how was I going to find out about these blood tests?
Yeah.
You know, you can have them drawn anywhere, but if I don't know that they were ordered, then, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so I said.
Yeah.
I'll have them.
That's a big miscommunication, and it has to be pointed out. And if you have to call 20 times in a day to get an answer, call 20 times, be a pain in the butt. And you should know why he's ordering these tests, what they're for, what he's going to do with the results. You need information. You need as much information as you can gather to be an active participant in your health care.
Right. And then I need it. I really, really want the surgery. I can't, you know, having lived the life that I did, which I was blessed with at the time of my birth, that the good Lord put me on this earth, and that I did this for 41 years, I can tell you that, yeah, I had a woman last October 1st, a 73-year-old nurse say to me in home health care, do you really believe that you're going to walk again? And I said, yes, watch me. And then, you know, she was, that group was with me for 6 months. And you know what? I walked.
Yeah.
I walked from her walker. And she, and so I said, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
And I did. You know, I mean, you see, if you work your body for 41 years like that, you are not like John Q. Couch Potato.
Right.
Lots of people that just don't, you know, I mean, I was doing things that were truly difficult, and yeah, I just did a podcast for the Blue Bells. It's on the internet. It's Blue Bells Forever, a podcast number 84, and it talks quite frankly about a lot about COVID. Because they wanted to educate the dancers around the world, because they were in an international cast, and you know they're all over the world now, different continents, and say, you know, mask up, even though there's no mask mandate, you know, it's. Even if you've been vaccinated, these vaccines are not 100%, and they wanted to protect. You know, I was the only one in the Blue Bells that contracted COVID. So they asked me if I was willing to talk about it, and I said, "Well, absolutely." You know, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, ever.
Do you do meditation, Constance?
Oh, yeah, I pray. I meditate. I pray.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, when you're doing your meditations, work on self-healing. Picture one day just during your meditation, you picture your legs getting stronger. That one day, that's all you're going to concentrate on, your legs getting stronger. Then the next day, move on to another body part. My arms, I'm working on my arms today. My arms are getting stronger. And picture the muscles growing and mending and strengthening. And work on every single inch of your body that you're having an issue with, and take that time that day and picture it growing stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that in my sleep, my dreams, that I run? I'm running in my sleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a message. You might not run again, but you're going to walk again. You're going to be active again. But you have to be an active participant in your healing. So picture your body actually healing itself. Jessica, what do you have for Constance, hon?
Oh, my goodness. That was wonderful, Sue, just talking about, you know, the self-healing. It's a beautiful thing. I actually use it myself. But hi, Constance. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jess.
Hi. So when, I just think it's really synchronistic that you got this card, considering it's for you, and we're also talking about boundaries. So the card that really flew out for you is Know Your Truth. The card here says, dogma is a set of rules, principles, or beliefs that have been created by humans in this physical dimension.
with the expectation of being followed by others. From a soul perspective, dogmatic thinking is a facade because each soul has its own truth. And that path is not to be shared by all because that path will not best serve all. With assistance from your guides, your higher self has created a unique blueprint for your soul's journey that cannot be fulfilled by following the rules set forth by another. The language of the soul is intuition, and you have the ability to be in constant contact with it. You instinctively know if something is right or wrong for you. Many beliefs concerning the mysteries of spirit will cross your human path, and you will innately know which ones to hold on to and which ones to discard. If something resonates with you, keep it. If it doesn't make sense to you, then it's not right for you. You are the creator of your belief system that works best for you. The mantra of this card is to thine self be true. Mm-hmm. That's what I got for you.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, you know, I'm an empath. I've been an empath since I was a very little girl. Well, my father knew that I was an empath, and there's quite a few in the family that had the gift. And so it's passed down through generations, but not everybody in the family gets it or is gifted with it. When you talk about empaths, you know, I've told them this before. You know, when I was a little girl, I was having dreams, and then my father and I would wake up and I'd be quite frightened, and he would say, well, he goes, I don't know who I'm dreaming about, did I? And he would say, well, then we're just going to call them the dead people dreams. And then I was okay with that. They were just the dead people dreams because I didn't know who they were, or now I do. But it's been, you know, a journey of my life, and then realizing that I can spot or feel or something that is not right. And this communication this week was terribly, for me it was distraught because you wait a year to see someone and then there's no answers. And then you have to really, you know, dig them out yourself, you know, and be proactive and say, wait a minute, you know, yes, I am strong enough to sustain a physical therapy program if you let me in it, you know. You know, I mean, I have walked to my own bathroom and back and from my room, but I can't, you know, dance the jig right now. You know, I can't teach ballet anymore right now, but, you know, someday I will walk again, you know. My bluebells have been extraordinary. We were the MGM girls, and I get messages from all over the world, which is beautiful.
Yeah,
so I'm so sorry to cut the conversation a little short, honey. We've got a lineup of callers waiting, but I want to leave you just with the knowledge this is going to happen. So just keep finding the strength from your team, your team in spirit, and keep calling on them. Yeah. And I will be talking to you Sunday, and we'll have another go at it.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, just remember there's so many people that are going through things that are impossible to get through, and yet because they have no choice, they get through it. And you are going to get through this. We all three of us feel this. And as Jessica's card said to you, your truth is what's going to light the way for you. Okay, so don't give up. And that's your boundary, is to not let anybody tell you. You're the one who's going to decide that you are going to heal. Okay, honey, I'm so sorry we have to let you go, but
No, you've been wonderful, and as I say in German, alles gut und Liebe, which and means all is good and love. So thank you, ladies.
It is.
You gave me the blessings of the night.
Yeah, you got to believe.
Thank you for calling.
Faith is what. You know, believing in that which you yet can't see yet, but you will see it. Blessings, love and light to you, Constance, and we all send you a great big hug. Okay?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Okay, you too. And have fun in the astral, because you're a warrior there, my dear. I'll tell you that. You kick butt over there. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Okay.
Bye-bye,
honey.
Light.
Okay. Oh, dear Constance, if anyone out there listening to the show can send a prayer out for Constance and help her to get her well-being back. She's had the kicked out of her, and poor baby, and I know it seems impossible. I want to turn our focus onto Kay Oates thank you, Kay. Very, very kind. We do appreciate it. And I know each prayer adds like a little spark of energy to the situation. So Kay Oates in our chat room asks this. So she's planning to move into her new rental house next week, and she's concerned about having all the funds needed. Do you see things working out perfectly for her move? Perfectly being a relative term. Kay Oates. I've been sort of looking at your question, Kay, and two things came out. I have to ask, are you some sort of entrepreneur? Is there a product you sell or a service you do, some kind of entrepreneurship that you do? We're texting in the chat room here, so I'll just wait to see. You're wanting to do that. Okay, well,
okay.
Ding, 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 because I wrote what I did. Okay, yeah, I drew a whole series of keys, different shapes of keys, and the key is you have the key. That's the message. You hold the key in your hand. You hold the key in your heart. If it's a matter of taking the leap, don't be afraid, because it's hard to explain, but once you are on the path of your heart, it's like the road will rise up to meet you. You'll find synchronicities and all kinds of work. And I think if you're worried about your financial situation, this is the key. I just keep getting images of keys, keys, keys. You have the key to unlock a really good future for yourself. Sue and Jessica, what are you folks picking up here?
Hi, Kay, this is Sue. I picked up a lot of the same thing, Lynn. I kept seeing that, yes, the move will go well, but the financial abundance and security is completely up to you. So if you are willing to take this leap, you are going to see more abundance and more security. If you don't feel comfortable taking the leap just yet, everything will just stay kind of stable where it's at. You will be comfortable in as you will be able to pay your bills and you will be able to live. But to advance and to move forward, that is completely in your hands. But this is the perfect time for you to take the leap of faith.
Yeah.
And Jessica, what are you getting for K, honey?
I totally agree with these messages so far. So cool, because as I was shuffling the deck, this one flipped upside down and backwards, like, or, you know, completely did a flip. And it's really neat because this one, hi, K, this is Jessica. I'm sorry, I just kind of jumped. The card that popped out from you, for you, and I think that your guides wanted you to know, is that you can trust your own intuition. So this is the card that came out. It says, trust your intuition. As a spiritual being having a human experience, you have agreed to forget your divine heritage while your awareness is focused in this dense physical world.
Oh, no.
Huh. Oh, we lost her. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. We got to get a better caboose on this train. She keeps getting knocked off. I will. Sorry, Kay. We'll try to catch the rest of Jessica's message. She might call back. She often does. And I also wanted to add, Kay, that I'm getting this incredible feeling of your energy being so excellent, to like entrepreneurial spirit is with you. Yeah, I know. Jessica will probably. Sorry, I'm talking to Kay in the chat room here. Oh, there's Jessica, so here she can finish. But I just wanted to say that you have like a fire, almost like a fire for being an entrepreneur, and I think you really got the right energy to do it. Hi, Jessica. Sorry if you want to carry on there.
I'm so sorry about that. I wasn't even touching my phone. I was just going on and just it dropped. So I'm so sorry about
you.
That.
Oh, not to worry, honey. Yeah. It might be the – you're up in the mountains, aren't you? So –
yeah, up in Colorado area.
Yeah, it could be internet. You just see internet.
It could be, yeah. And the connection's kind of sketchy on this side, so I apologize.
Yeah. There you go. But anyway, carry on. It was Kay was saying she was enjoying the reading, so carry on.
Oh, yes. Okay, this will remain with you. It is called your intuition. Just like any other muscle of your body, the more you use and exercise your intuition, the stronger it becomes. Intuition manifests itself as a feeling of knowing, usually in the area of your solar plexus, also called like the gut instinct. Humans use the words like gut instinct or hunch, but it is a sense that we are all born with. It is the sixth sense. Unfortunately, because of its ethereal quality, a lot of humans doubt its existence. But for those of us who have experienced it, we know that the process of the awareness is not of this dimension. If this card appears for you as it did, it can have several meanings, though, depending on its placement. And I think the way it pops out, it's interesting. So what it's saying is for you to trust that sixth sense, even though all physical signs indicate otherwise. Or it can mean that something within your influence is going to ask you for advice, like your higher self, depending on their, you know, personal acceptance of their own knowingness. You may have to encourage them to do what feels right for them as well. Share a story of how your intuition proved correct in a time of need. You'd like. And that's what I got for you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, I keep forgetting Kay's not on. She says it makes perfect sense to me. Beautiful.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think you've got that sort of energy that is required to be a really good entrepreneur. I can't think of the word. It's like charm, but even more so, like you're good with people. And I think anything that you sort of choose to work with, I think is going to just blossom under your own energy. So keep it rocking, Kay, and let us know how it goes, because, like, I think, I feel like I want to be be a cheerleader for you and go, 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 Kay. You know, that kind of feeling. So my soul is excited for you. Blessings to you, Kay. Kay sends her blessings to all of us. Thank you, Kay.
Oh, such
That's
a
beautiful.
Sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, just rock it. Just take it and run with it. It's yours. It's yours. Those keys are yours. Okay, so we'll move on to our next caller. And that's 256. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Hello? 256? 256 has disappeared. All right. Well, we'll just put them on hold, and we'll go to our next caller. 443, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Suzanne.
Suzanne, welcome to the show. Is
Thank
this
you.
Your first call to us? I you seem a little familiar.
I think it's the first time I've talked to you ladies, but I'm not sure.
Cool. Well, that's
okay.
You know, we're glad to have you, and thank you for calling in. How can we help you tonight, Suzanne?
Well, I just wonder if you have, if there's any messages from family that has crossed over or something from my guides that would be for my greater good. I'm good with either.
Suzanne, did you lose a female, either a friend, but she was more of a sister, did you, at a younger age? I'm getting a female energy, a younger female, like your age, but this is the crossing when she was younger, and it's a sister feeling, like a friend who's a sister energy. Is this for you?
It could be. I don't think, I mean, as far as I know, if I'm thinking of the right one, it's not somebody who was super young when they passed, but definitely younger than their time, what you would think was
right.
Their time.
Okay. Well, would
I
you
mean,
say
she's in her 40s.
Okay. This feels, no,
late
this feels 20s? Younger. So if you can think back to sort of a high school age, and it feels like someone was
God.
Killed. Sorry, Sue, are you there?
Lynn.
I'm
yeah,
here.
Lynn, can you, is her name Joy?
Joy. Joy?
Oh, no. Not the one I'm thinking of, and I don't know anybody named Joy.
No,
Ooh, I'm
I
getting...
I know who this is.
Oh, do you, Sue? Sorry, sometimes
yeah.
they piggyback, Suzanne. Sorry. Who is this, Sue?
That's okay.
When I was in ninth grade in high school, my best friend, Joy, was killed in a plane crash.
Okay. Because when you said the name, I got those goose pimply, tingly.
Yep.
You know, you get. Yeah.
Yes, I just got them.
Okay, well, thank you, Suzanne, because Joy's piggybacking on your reading. And it's
oh, that's funny.
No need to set boundaries. It's just they're using the opportunity to come through. Well, Sue, that's...
Absolutely.
It just feels like the sister bond never
yep.
was severed. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Joy, thank you for coming through. Okay, Suzanne. Why is there a dog? Is there a dog coming through for you, Suzanne?
There could be.
Okay. One of the characteristics of this dog was play biting. Play biting, like a little pretending to be really tough and ding. Not biting as in chomping, but sort of like I'm a
right.
tough guy. This is a small dog, but a huge, huge dog energy, and also king of the castle.
Does it have to be a dog that's already crossed over, or?
I'm sorry. Dog.
Does it have to be a dog that's already passed?
I'm picking up a dog energy, and it could be a dog that's with you right now, if that personality fits.
I think it's the dog that's with me right now, yeah.
Okay. Then I would just say that I can't tell you who's coming through to point out this energy, but it feels like they really find it sort of acute The dog's cute. Like, it's, like, not as tough as... Is it a he, your dog?
Oh, yeah. It's a he.
Okay.
But he is
he's not
a
as tough
softy.
As he... He really thinks he's mm-hmm. a real tough guy, but he's, yeah, like, sort of a paper tiger. It's like, yeah, you melt.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know who it is that's pointing out the dog, but they're sort of making a fuss over this little dog, and I don't know. I want to give him a big kiss on the head too, but Sue,
is it a male energy?
The one that's coming through? No, it feels
mm-hmm.
more female. It feels more female,
okay.
But it could also be a male who wasn't all that, you know, macho and stuff like that. It doesn't
right.
mean like it's. Because I don't think we have that division once we cross. I think those divisions are
okay.
for fear, you know, here in the physical. And it's more like our need for classification more than anything, you know. We just need
right.
to classify everything, right? But this, is your dad on the other side?
He is.
Would he have loved, like, watching this little dog? Would he have, like, gotten a kick out of, like, how
he always
tough
shared his
guy?
Food with him? Yeah.
Okay. I can't say for sure, but it feels like, I don't know. Was your dad, like, an old softy in
yes.
in life?
But
okay.
Gruff.
Maybe gruff, but...
Just like the dog.
Okay. Because I'm not sure. Like, I'm really sorry to be so vague, but I'm just giving you what comes
that's
through.
Okay.
And they're pointing out this dog, and I feel like there's a real sort of I really like this dog. You know, he's like a cool guy. He's such an idiot sometimes, and you know, and you just love him. The more
yeah.
he tries to be a tough little dude, you're like, yeah, I love you, Sue and Jessica. I'm going to throw it over to you, and so
okay.
glad Joy came through for you, Sue. That's beautiful.
Oh, me
just
too.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
This is Sue. Who is the man on the other side? Older male. That was very hardworking, very determined, very strict, but also loving, and would come across as a farmer.
Oh. That I'm not sure of. Maybe my dad, but we didn't have anybody that was a farmer, or dad sometimes looked like it. When he
okay.
wore around to work in the yard.
Okay, that could be it, because I saw like a farmer appearance, like
okay.
Very stoic gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Very hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked to play too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you? He's saying, like, get back to work. Get it done. What are you not doing that you need to be doing that you need to get done? Something that you might have started that you never finished? Something that you are dreaming of and you
I'm
have not
process.
Done it yet?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in the process.
Okay, because he's saying get it done. Just
it's
do it.
Spiritual
just get
work.
It done.
And I'm trying. Tell him and everybody else they have to talk a little louder.
He kind of
can't rush it. I'm where I need to be. I'm like,
he said you don't listen.
Oh my gosh, that's definitely my father.
Yeah, he said you don't. He said we talk, you don't listen. Just get it done. I keep seeing busy hands with him, busy, busy hands.
Yeah.
Like he had to be doing something.
He definitely did. He was hyper.
And did he like teaching people how to do things?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And it
wasn't always super
like
patient, but he would do it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like a lesson, like, come here, I'm going to teach you how to do this. But in his own subtle way, he was teaching you how to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He was a good man.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel that. Okay, what do flowers? I'm seeing flowers. I'm smelling flowers. Rose bushes.
Well,
daisies. I'm seeing daisies.
My guess is, well, he had beautiful garden. I have beautiful garden
okay.
right now, and I just planted a rose bush last year that is really doing well this year. But
okay.
my guess is he's showing us those because his birthday is coming up.
Okay.
Like it's an anniversary.
I was seeing a rose
thing.
Bush, but I was also seeing like daisies and other like wildflower type
right.
things, but it was like in a larger bed. So
yeah,
just confirmation that he sees your rose bush and letting you know that it was
okay.
him with the garden and the flowers.
Okay.
But yeah, just get it done and listen better.
I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Don't try so hard.
I think I am trying too hard.
Yep, because sometimes when we try hard, we block it.
Mm.
So you just have to let it come. You just have to be open and let it come. But you got this, girl. You got it.
Yeah.
Jessica, what do you have for Suzanne, hon?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Well, as I was shuffling this card, I believe is from one of your guides or someone that might have just recently passed. But it says, you are never alone. Feelings of separation and isolation are common on this earth plane. It is precisely these sensations that makes this dimension so appealing and at the same time so frightening to your soul. It is appealing in the sense that great strides in your evolution can be achieved when you agree to incarnate here and participate in this schoolroom while under the guise of being alone. It is frightening in the sense that your soul's natural state is being at one with everything. And the thought of feeling alone is that can be very difficult. The guides want to reinforce to you that these feelings of separateness are real. They are supposed to feel real, but that the actual disconnection is an illusion. You have always been, are now, and will always be divine energy. The only thing that has changed is that you have agreed to participate in this great adventure of the physical, knowing that you would not be consciously aware of still being at one with the whole. The good news is that if you're holding this card or get this card, it probably means that you have reached a point on this earthly spiritual journey where you understand your guides, teachers, masters, and entire soul family are right next to you. And they are so, so proud of you for your realization that you are not alone and that they are always there to help. Aw, wow, I really like that for you.
That's true. Very true.
Mm.
I really
Beautiful.
Appreciate. Yeah, I really appreciate your time. Thank you, ladies. It's been very, very nice.
Lovely, Suzanne. Well, and
I'm glad
call
we
back.
Could help.
Hmm?
I will.
Yeah, call back. Let us know how it's going. And yeah, we'll pull in whatever messages we can. I have a feeling you're a very spiritually balanced person most of the time. It feels like you sort of might be a bit of an overachiever in the physical when reason they're saying get it done is might because you're overthinking whatever this is you're trying
mm-hmm.
to get done. So, yeah, that's why it's that monkey mind gets away and it starts to blah, 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 and you're like, make it stop and shut it up. And yeah, just let it sort of be the channel for your own success. You'll feel better. You really will. But anyway, let us know how it goes. And we'll be happy to talk to you again. And hopefully things are like rolling better, rolling faster, or however they're asking you to do it. You know, get there faster, but it's okay. You're doing fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Love and light, Suzanne.
You too.
Okay. Boy, that was a very complicated thing. I didn't quite explain very well, but I knew what I meant. Oh, dear. It could be the heat baking all our brains. Hi, 256. Are you back yet?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
Oh, hi. We're having a bit of trouble.
From Georgia.
Oh, hi, Kim Burley. Yes, I thought that was you. I recognized your number. How are you doing? Can you turn up your volume just a tiny bit, if you can?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
How are you doing? I'm feeling your energy is a bit dense right now. Are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm okay. It's just what I'm dealing with at school.
Okay.
I'm having to watch children get sick, and one went to the hospital because she was affected by COVID, and a close student of mine, one had inflammation of the lungs, the other one had an upper respiratory infection.
Oh, boy. I just wondered, are they observing all the sort of hygiene guidelines and stuff where you're teaching, right?
Yes. Yes. They're observing, but I have to remember that, you know, these are students. These are teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and when they eat lunch, they take their mask off.
Yes.
And lunch is more than 15 minutes. In the hallway, sometimes they have their mask down. And also, they're not wearing masks when they get on the bus either.
Oh, boy. And is there a way you can formulate a question? Like, what would you want to ask that we can sort of see what comes in for you?
Well, the question I would like to ask, specifically for the school system that I'm presently working for, I'm just wondering if they're going to wise up and switch back to virtual. Because I know at my school, it's almost at 100 cases.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I just wrote down the word chaos. It feels... I don't mean to make light of the situation because I get imagery that is often like a metaphor here, but what I am seeing is the movie Jaws, where the guy would not call off the July 4th celebrations, wanted to close the beaches. And he's like, not because economics got in the way. I'm seeing that scene from the movie, and it just feels like it's the dollar is going to be the bottom line here. And it's, I get the word foolishness is just going to, they're trying to do two things at the same time. They're trying to, you know, get kids back in a closed environment and expect that this is not going to, you know, spread. Some kids are vaccinated, some kids are not, some can't take the vaccine. I know our earlier caller, Constance, cannot take the vaccine. She's immunocompromised, and it would do her more harm than good. And other people have different feelings about whether they want to or not. So it's really dependent on masking, keeping those particles from, you know, spreading. And the Delta variant is, I remember reading something about it, and it's like if the alpha variant was like had syrup, was sticking with syrup, the delta variant is sticking like gorilla glue. So the word chaos comes in. It feels like you're going to be dealing with an increasingly a situation that's going to feel more and more unreal to you, because there's no right or, like, you can't pin a right or wrong on any of it. It's just, you know, some people want their kids back, some people don't. And, you know, but what I'm picking up is it's going to take sort of a critical mass to happen. It's going to, you know, crudely put, it's like the you-know-what hitting the fan, right? It's going to go till the poo hits the fan, and then it's, you know, duck, because cleanup ain't possible after that. So I'm sorry to give you that message, but it's what I feel is like they're just going to keep you know, and the thing is, politics and healthcare don't make good bedfellows, right? So it may not be in the best interest of people, you know. But anyway, Kimberly, I really send you so much love, and I want to send you like protective energy so you keep safe and your students keep safe. And I, you know, I'm asking Ryan to send it energetically to you, who's Ryan's our energy healer on the other side. So. Sue and put it over to Sue and Jessica and see what comes through with those guys, you two, okay? Sorry, I keep calling you guys. Gals.
Okay.
There you go.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Sue.
Hi.
I'm having an extremely difficult time separating message from emotion on this one. But I agree with Lynn with the chaos. I think it's going to get much worse before it gets better. But it's like the personal feelings, emotions are getting entwined with the message, and it's not getting there for me tonight, hon. So I'm really, really sorry on that.
It's okay. Absolutely okay.
And Jessica, what do you have for Kimberly, hon?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
I definitely resonate with what Lynn and Sue are saying, but also Spirit wanted me to shuffle the deck for you, just for, you know, an extra bit of guidance. So the card that came out for you is Be Yourself. And it says here, you chose to incarnate into this physical dimension for a clear reason and purpose. You chose the correct circumstances to learn specific lessons. If you stray from this original path because of peer pressure, feelings of wanting to fit in, the need for acceptance, or fear of judgment or discrimination, then this experience that your higher self has chosen to invest its energy and focus on have been for naught. If this card appears for you, really examine how some emotions, traits, or desires that reflect your true self have been stifled or hidden because you are afraid of presenting them to an unaccepting world. Please be aware that concealing your true colors is like giving your GPS the incorrect coordinates. If you are a location, you will become hopelessly lost. Let your true light shine, because all those things that are meant to be drawn to you shall find their way. And that's what I got for you. That was really beautiful.
Excellent. So, Kimberly, I just did a little bonus card pull for you as well. Okay, and what came up is the Emperor reversed. And that stands for domination, excessive control, lack of discipline, and inflexibility. this seems to describe the powers that be during this time of the schools reopening. And, you know, so the reversed emperor calls on you to assess your relationship with power, control, authority, responsibility, and discipline. Are you expressing too much or too little of these elements in your life right now? Are they working for you or against you? The emperor can be domineering and rigid in thinking. So it can be like an overuse or abuse of authoritative power around you. It could come from a boss or a partner or another person. And the thing is to look at, I'll send you that link to your Facebook, Kimberly. And okay. It just feels very strongly that you need to, when you feel like you need to question authority regarding this situation, do so. Use your voice, because if not you, who, right? You know what I mean? And I don't mean you have to go all Joan of Arc on the situation and, you know, lay yourself down as a, yeah, no, but you know what I mean? Don't go too far that way, but do speak your truth clearly, right? You are a voice to be reckoned with, because you're a good, solid teacher, and there's no BS about your presence in the classroom, right? You're, I didn't mean to say you're like, you know, but you're kind, but you're also, you stand your ground. Your boundaries are in place so that you will be respected, even though you have to repeat yourself like a broken record. Keep speaking your truth and assert yourself, because your voice is important. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's on point, Lynn, because right before the call, I sent an email to the principal letting her know that it was against my better judgment to send a letter out to parents saying that the school is being disinfecting, and it's not.
Wow. Wow. So that's pretty...
I can't do it.
Yep. Wow, that's pretty heavy. So yeah, you're almost having to, it's laying on your shoulders, but you know, you've got to speak up and use your voice here, because that's really, that's scary, you know?
I'm always going to be an advocate for students, and
yes.
I'm just really, really asking God to release me from this place, because
mm-hmm.
I can't sit around and watch this.
No, of course not. No, it's terrible. It feels like you're sort of in a movie almost, you know, like the one sort of speaking up, and there was a movie like, I can't think of the name of it, but wow. Oh, geez, I better, I'm going to just have to make the time, we're just about to run out of time here, so I'm just going to change that,
okay.
Just hold on for a sec, takes a second to do this here, boy, okay, we're fine, okay, we won't run out of time here, yeah, so, it's like sort of, you're asked to be like the voice here, but, you know, I think you won't find yourself alone if you start to speak up. You know, it seems to be like there's one person that's has the leadership qualities to sort of inspire others to speak up. So that's your kismet, and you have a charisma that will, you know, it will pull others to your side and help. And then strength in numbers, you know, do speak up to people to your side as well as those who are above you in rank at work, okay? Sort
okay.
of your colleagues, yeah. Wow. Just sending you so much positive energy, Kimberly. Like, you're being tasked with something pretty heavy. But fortunately, you've got the power. You really do. And that's where that red energy comes in and lights the fire for you. Harness that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
You're very, very welcome. We'll keep in touch and see how it's going. And I've sent you that link, okay?
It's the
reversed emperor, okay. All right, hon.
Okay.
Thank you for calling
and sending
you love and light. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling. All right. We got one more caller. So 310, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. My name is Mindy. I'm calling. Hello. I'm happy to be here.
Mindy. Wow.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How can we help you tonight? What would you like to ask?
I don't know what to ask. I'm just in gratitude and happy to be here and just ending my long week. I'm not really sure what I should ask. I'd be happy to receive.
Okay, Ryan, do you know who I mean by Ryan? Ryan Adragna, he's one of our guides. Ryan was a Sacred Ambers member. He used to do the shows like we're doing now. And then he transitioned in 2019, I believe it was. Am I right, you guys? My brain's falling out.
I think so.
Okay. Ryan is saying to me that you are wanting to work on your own psychic abilities, but he says you're going yes, no, like you want to develop your abilities, but are you afraid or thinking you aren't good at it, or is something holding you back? Is that correct?
Well, I am a medium and a psychic for over 25 years.
Okay.
And I'm pretty confident in my service work, but perhaps it's about, I just launched a company. I'm focused on doing that, and I leave my service work for the weekends. So maybe that's the way to go.
Well, there's some doubt. There's some kind of doubt that is holding you back a little bit on something you're doing in the spiritual realm. Like, so your medium work, your psychic work, whatever it is you're doing, go deep and just look within and just see what it is that's kind of blocking you a little bit. It's like a doubt or... 'cause I know sometimes when people do this kind of work, you're like, is it my voice that's saying that, or is it really? And you get that sort of weird thing. And it's almost it's a big step you're taking to form this company. So
yes,
is there some
sure.
kind of maybe what I'm referring to is a fear, like a fear of the outcome, a little bit of almost like stage fright for what you're about to do. Is that reasonably, am I putting,
Sure.
Well, Ryan is saying that you're working on your abilities. You're developing them more. 25 years is a long time to be practicing, but I bet you're still learning. I bet you're still.
Oh, gosh. All the time.
Yeah.
Every read is something new. Every read is you do learn something. Absolutely.
Okay. Do you want to come on one of the Sacred Amber shows as a guest and try your, just do it. If you ever do, get in touch with us on Facebook if you can, Let us know. Sacred Embers. It's just, it's a group. And if you would like to be on the show, you can contact me or Sue or any of the people in the group and say, hey, I'd love to do a guest spot. And we'd love to have you. And if anyone's listening who does this sort of work or is practicing or developing their skills, you're always welcome to contact us. And if you'd like to try it on air, it can make you a little nervous, but it's also a good way to kind of develop nerves of steel, I guess, in the work. Ryan, I feel that Ryan is, he always used to do that. He would say, this person is working on their abilities. That person's, and that's that's how Jessica got with us. Ryan realized she had, Anyway, so Ryan's saying to you that you are you are going in the right direction, but don't hesitate. Maybe it's just a little confidence or believing in what you're doing. But whatever it is, don't let the doubts, block you and like that. Just you're doing fine. You are really doing fine.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
I'll see what Sue and Jessica have her feel about this. Because I know Brian comes through to everybody here. He's like a lovely brother energy. So
aww.
Go ahead, you guys. Yeah.
Hi, Mindy. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I want to expand a little bit on what Lynn was talking about because I'm picking up something similar. You've been working as a psychic medium for all this time, but what new gifts are opening up for you? Is it
what?
Your healing
what
ability? Is it animal communication? What new gifts are opening up?
I would say it's really the ability to work closer with spirit guides.
Okay. Angel connections.
And the angelic realm seems to be opening up too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what I wrote down, expanding gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The new business that you opened up, is it like the complete opposite of your psychic work?
Yes. Tangible.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting like conflict. Do you have at times conflict that you want to do? Okay. Because it's like, I'm a psychic medium, and I love doing that, but then I have this new job that is more concrete and going to pay the bills, and I'm definite on the income on this, but I really like doing the other one more, and it's like back and forth. What the hell? I'm sorry. Something just moved behind me.
Physical or spiritual?
It was like both. It sounded like something moved against my chair and felt like somebody was standing here and I'm in the bedroom. There's nobody in here.
Well, you've been having an awful lot of activity lately, though.
It's been going crazy. It's been crazy lately. I'm sorry.
I'm
really freaking out. To have my chair move in a squeaking sound down the back of my chair and look like somebody was here behind me and there's nobody here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But, it's like I'm getting the conflict. You really love one, but you're more secure in the other. And you need to really try to work on a balance for the two.
Sure. Yes.
Are you spending enough time outside?
You know, I just started and it really was calling me. So, yes, that's true.
Okay. Because I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nature and grounding and.
Yeah.
This is weird, but I see tree hugging, which is something that I do. So it's like the energy connection with nature.
Yes. It's very important for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's unseen that you need to do that more. Okay, I'm getting water. Do you need to be around water more or do you need to drink water more? Because I'm seeing water.
I think I need to drink more water, actually.
Okay.
And I just started doing that, too.
Okay. Okay, well, keep that up because I know I don't do it enough either. I really don't. And that really helps because it cleanses and opens and flushes. That work on spending more time in nature and opening up that connection. Mm-hmm. Continue working with the angelic realm, your nature. Yeah. and try to really find a balance between the spiritual and the concrete work.
Wonderful. That's a very wonderful, loving message. I very much appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I could help. I'm going to pass you over to Jessica and see what she has for you.
Jessica may not be able to.
Yes. Oh, no, that's okay. Hi, Mindy.
You got your grand
Jessica.
Hi.
Yeah, just my grandson just came over, and if he sees me, he starts crying. He just wants me right away. So I'm like, it's so cute. But the, as you were talking, I got from your guides, actually, that you need to speak, you need to talk to them more for guidance. You need to ask. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for guidance more from them. So this card says, this card says, be mindful that you are not on this journey alone. Just know that. It can seem that way at it can seem that way at times, but there are many souls, not only on this earth plane, but in the spiritual realms, who have your best interest at heart and are always eager to help.
Wonderful.
That's what they wanted you to know and to reach out to them. Reach out to them indefinitely. Absolutely.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That really resonates. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful. Wow. And as I say, Mindy, you know, if you'd like to have a guest spot sometime on the shows. Yeah, there's Angel Answers and there's, I think, The Lighthouse does a couple of shows, I think twice a month. And then there's this show. So if you do want to do a guest spot, let us know. And
thank you so
we'll
much.
Make it happen. Yeah.
Thank you for your service. It's a lovely way to end a long week. So thank you.
Oh, love you. Thank you very much for that. Love and light to you, Mindy. You're delightful. You're
Take
just
care.
Delightful. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you, too. Oh, sorry to cut you off.
Nice.
So, Sue, you're. I notice in our messages you're a little freaked out by that. Was that,
yeah,
did that feel
really
like a... Yeah, no kidding. Well,
really...
yeah, it is weird because, you know, I don't get a feeling like, I hope it wasn't Ray just being a dink, you know, like your husband in spirit can
I
be
think
a little
he knows better.
I would hope so. Yeah, he's, yeah, absolutely. Well,
that was just odd. I should be used to it by now. It usually doesn't freak me out having people around me and hearing and seeing stuff. But this, I mean, my whole chair moved and it was like someone slid down the back of the chair that I'm in. And it felt like this giant presence standing right now. It was just weird.
Well, I mean, you would know if it's an unfriendly or, you know, not unfriendly, but you know what I mean. Is it messing with you or is it a loved one trying to reach out?
I don't know. It was just like somebody just desperately needed to get my attention.
Yeah. Well, I know just before the show, I mean, I know we do meditations and I usually do, I feel like I'm opening a door and then I close it after the show. And I say thank you with much gratitude and whatnot. But just see if you can't just close. Like usually, I know that you're too strong to be anything attached to you because you're like, you know, sort of go ahead, make my day,
that.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah, absolutely.
I won't allow that.
I don't, just from here, and I know I'm not there, but I'm feeling like it's more of a clumsy attempt for attention rather than any attempt at mischief. It's like, and
it was just freaky, but it like I said, it just felt like somebody needed to desperately get my attention.
Wow.
But I don't know who.
Well, well, the thing is the veil is very thin sometimes, you know, and also you're in a different house and you have really hadn't had a chance to figure out what's there, you know.
Oh, there's plenty, it, you know, believe me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Boy, it's weird. One thing that I noticed in this, the house I am in now, and it's been here for a long time, but I've had what they call apportations a couple of times. Weird jewelry I've never seen before has appeared on my workbench, and twice now, little square nails, like really ancient, like antique type nails, the four-sided, twice now, those have shown up on the coffee table. And I really drilled the person I live with, drilled him thoroughly, and, you know, you're not playing a joke. He swears up and down. So I don't know. So sometimes, you know, things show up, they're signed, mm-hmm. and, you know, you get the signs, you know, the feathers, the coins, the songs coming on. So I don't think, it doesn't feel like a negative thing that's around you. And, you know, gosh, I pity the fool spirit or physical messes with you, my dear. Seriously. So, so Jessica had to jump off because the wee grandbaby is there. So I guess, Sue, if you, I'll leave my computer open if you need to call if you're a little freak. You've got people there with you, right? Living people?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine now. It's just freaky in the moment.
Well, yes, it is. Yeah, all kinds of things like that. And that's, I know for a fact that when I started this work years and years ago, that sometimes they wouldn't come through because they knew that I was too much of a chicken to take it yet. You have to grow into the work, right? And it's the one thing that was I found interesting was I was a scenic artist for a lot of years, and I did private commissions for people. And this funeral home hired me to do a mural, and I had a partner. It's my partner Barry that I live with. So we were in there painting, and we painted at night because, there's showings and funerals and stuff going on in the day. Right. So we painted during the night. One night, Barry had a terrible migraine, and he had to go back to the hotel. So I'm in a funeral home, and there are dead bodies in caskets. They don't close them up at night. And so I'm there by myself at 2 in the morning. And the lesson I learned is, like, they're not there. There was very, very little spirit activity. Zero. They are not there. Now, hospitals are different. You pick a lot of energy up. But funeral homes, cemeteries, deaths, they're not there. That's where we remember them, I guess, you know, or that's where our emotional stuff happens. But, man, you know, I was expecting, like, the dead to rise and come and get me and stuff, and literally nothing happened. You know, I was, my biggest fear was.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying my biggest fear was dripping paint on Mrs. Pearl, who was like right under me as I was painting this mural. It was quite freaky, but the thing is, it taught me that no. Our bodies, we're not our bodies. We leave our bodies once we're, you know. But anyway, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, I think the only time that there are really spirits in funeral homes is when the loved ones are gathered and that person is trying to get a message to them.
Yeah.
Or at a cemetery, if the soul is at unrest.
Yep.
Because they know that's where their body is last. And even though that might not be where they passed, that's where their body is. So sometimes they'll hang around in that area because they're not crossed over. They're not at rest. But they do travel to other places too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, in terms of being afraid, if it's a benevolent energy or spirit, whatever you want to term it, if they're coming through with a feeling of love, they will not scare you, you know. And
right.
I'm like I'm pretty sure whatever moved behind you was not trying to scare you. It was just sort of, and I get the word clumsy. It was a clumsy
yeah.
sort of attempt to.
It could
go
be
forward.
Ray. He was a big dork.
Well, there you go. But, you know, yeah, you're sort of one of those open channels almost. And,
yeah,
you know, but it's, yeah, I'm not worried about you. I remember once having a very negative energy in a space I was, and I went, yeah, it's my friend Linda Irwin, who's like a very strong spiritual person. And I called into the room, I could feel it strongly, and I said, you better leave or I'm going to sick Linda on you. And it left.
Oh yeah.
Linda means business. And
she does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know who I mean, right?
I know Linda. I used to get frightened when I was young, when I didn't understand it all, and I didn't like it when I knew someone was watching me when there was no one there.
Yes.
I didn't like hearing the footsteps and the noises and the voices and the moving around. And I didn't like that when I was a kid. That scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But then as I got older and started realizing what it was, there's been very few times that I have been scared. Notice that with experience and with age, when I do get frightened, right afterwards, I get angry.
Who
do you think you are scaring me?
There you go.
You know, this don't fly here.
Absolutely.
Don't get scared very often.
No. And I think, you know, if you think about it, that was probably more a startle than a scare there, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's pretty weird, you know. I don't know. It's a funny business that we're in, you know. Anyone who's practicing this or developing their abilities, you know, it's like, you don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to, again, it's boundaries, right? And what you will allow. And the trick is, you know, if you start allowing any kind of toxic energy into your space, that kind of leaves, if you're, you know, reacting badly to stress and whatnot, that kind of puts holes in your white light sort of thing. You know, there's places where attachments can get through, which is why we need to keep our energy space strong. And that comes right back to boundaries. Yeah. So, and it's people can really do your head in. The narcissists that we meet, especially if you're an empath, boy, they just, it's like a magnet. And, yeah. So, you know, it's sort of like, I think, if you know, in terms of being strong in the world and not letting other people overstep those bounds, I think you have to develop a feeling that you are worthy of the respect that you give to others. And most empaths, I know, they give more than they get a lot of the time, you know, and it's like, and you know, that can also make you angry, you know, because it's a very basic sense of injustice, you know, there should be a balance. We seek that balance, you know,
do
something to you and it's, and so I guess just you got to follow, you know, that little yuck or yum reaction within you. And and trust it. Pay attention to it. That's your instinct talking. And if it says put up a fence,
And, you know, we never give expecting something big.
No, not at all.
It's one of those things that also when you give 100 times and you need something once, you expect somebody to be there.
Yes.
It's
so common with empaths. It is so common with them. And they're the most beautiful, giving, loving people in the world. But, you know, I hear it over and over again, you know, and, I've helped. And it's like that lady on the Montel Williams show said one time, you know, I don't mind helping out. That doesn't mean I want you to take advantage of me, you know, and
exactly.
It happens. Yeah.
It
we have to educate people, I guess. And that includes speaking up, you know, harnessing
yeah.
that throat chakra that says speak your truth. You don't have to shout it, but you've got to speak it. And
right.
Yeah. I think it's better to speak up than to keep silent and wish later that you'd spoken up. You know, speak up and people might
yeah.
like want to bring you down or whatever. But, you know, stand firm in your truth. You know, it's a very strange time. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And I speak from somebody who would love to say I practice this all the time, but I turn into a willy, you know, a wet willy sometimes when, you know, I'm running into a bullies. When people start bullying, I'm like, how can you be like that? I'm so astonished, you know, that there's people that would do that, you know, gratuitously
yeah.
hurt another person or try to bring them down. And I don't tolerate them anymore, but I just, every time I meet somebody who's like creepy like that, I'm like astonished, you know, how can you be
yeah,
like that?
How can you do that? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that wastes a lot of time because, you know, yes, they're out there. Yes, they do treat you like that. And run away as fast as you can. Holy doodles, you know,
yeah.
they can suck your soul right out through your, oh, geez. So, yeah, so boundaries, keep them going. And if you doubt your right to put them in place, that probably indicates that you need them, you know. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sue, we're 4 minutes to the end of the show. So how can people find you if they want to get in touch with you online?
I am on Facebook, Sue Fields Del Amante, and you can also reach me through the Sacred Embers group.
Perfect. Now, Jessica, who had to leave to go tend to the wee babby, she can be found on Facebook, Jessica Marie Tatro, and you can also check her out, her group, Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. It's a wonderful group. Very, very beautiful people in that. And,
yeah.
You can find Jessica, too, in the Sacred Embers group. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. I'm also on Facebook. And I'm also on the Sacred Embers website. My website is lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And the Sacred Embers website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And just a reminder that on Wednesday nights we have Angel Answers with DC Love, Mary Hernandez, and Liz Pfister. If you haven't heard this team before, tune in, do yourself a favor. They're just marvelous. And also Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott have The Lighthouse twice a month. And I think you can see their latest episode in the Sacred Embers Facebook page. Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for calling in. Thank you for listening. We really love you and send you all kinds of love. Sue, thanks. And thank you, Jessica, if you're still listening. Wow. Another good show.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Love to all of you. And as I say, I'll keep my computer open in case you need to call me about boogies coming after you.
Okay.
Boogeyman is a boogeyman. No. Gremlins. Maybe you've got elementals. You never know. But I still think you're safe because, you know, they can't. Yeah, not much they can do to you.
I feel fine now. So.
Yeah. Well, sending you
I'll
love and protection.
Them.
Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
All right, hon. I'm going to put Louis on and ask him to sing us off. Love and light to all of you.
Love and light, everyone.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of
What a wonderful world.